About 90 of the U.S. soldiers who have died in Iraq are from Wisconsin. Several were from larger cities or suburbs. But many who passed away are from smaller communities such as Bay City, Loyal, and Manawa. Julie Enslow of Peace Action Wisconsin was raised in a small town and says deaths of small town soldiers particularly catch her attention.
Small town Wisconsin, a small town America, definitely has been sending their voice. Even though the statistics show that the people in those towns may be opposed to the war, they still have this tradition of sending their young men and now women off to fight in these wars. So it's very serious trauma for small towns who know these young soldiers so well.
Polls show there's been some increased support for the Iraq War since the troop surge began and the U.S. death toll slowed somewhat. But standing on a Milwaukee street corner, Mike Liebline says he remains very troubled by the deaths.
It's way too many people. I know I've been keeping kind of track of it. It's like I'm a veteran myself, and I said we never should have went to that war in the first place.
Liebline says he hopes the next U.S. president brings the troops home before the death toll reaches 5,000. But other opponents of the war remain skeptical about it ending anytime soon. Athena King says even the debate over a troop pullout will be very controversial.
Who's going to be the one? And the next president who decides, they're going to be wrong no matter which way they turn.
But peace groups hope to keep the pressure on for a troop pullout, with ceremonies this week marking the 4,000 deaths of U.S. military personnel in Iraq. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.